them like the rest of the prisoners, and they threw me on top of them. One of the guards brought an object from the kitchen and put it in my anus. The soldiers' attempts continued as they filmed me on their phones while I was crying and screaming from the horror of what was happening to me for about 3 minutes, after which the guards left after screaming at us that we had only 2 minutes to get dressed. I was getting dressed and tears were streaming from my eyes. I felt like I was broken from the inside as they took us back to our cell. We were in the room in a state of shock, tears falling from our eyes without a sound. No one was talking to each other. None of us wanted to look at each other. I was saying, "What happened? Why are they doing this to us?" During a court hearing to extend detention, I told the judge that we had been assaulted and beaten and that our sanctity and privacy had been violated. The judge said that the beating had stopped. I told him we were beaten today, Your Honour. The judge placed his hands on his head and remained silent.
The following testimony is from a Palestinian male survivor from the West Bank who was held in an Israeli detention centre for approximately 6 months. The following testimony concerns sexual violence in detention he was subjected to by Israeli security forces after 7 October 2023.
At an identified military base, the soldier came and beat me very harshly and pinned me to the wall like the last time. He attacked me, slapped and punched me. He then opened his phone and accessed Google Translate, spoke into it in Hebrew, and got back an Arabic translation that said, "If you move from where you are, I will rape you." During the admission procedures to prison, soldiers would ask the detainee to insult his mother and sisters while filming the detainee saying it. If the detainee does not obey the orders, the soldiers would give a signal for someone else to hit him with his stick. I refused to insult my mom and sisters in this matter because I do not accept the idea that I see myself on TikTok cursing my deceased mother. The soldier beat me violently on my back, and when he got tired of the beating, he tried to insert the stick into my anus. I was turning my body to the other side in an effort to stop that from happening. I tried to protect myself as much as possible. When the soldier could not do what he intended to do, he cursed me and then kicked me in the face. I was dragged into the processing and registration room. My handcuffs were removed from my hands, and was I surprised to see how bloody and swollen my hands were. There was a male nurse and more than one soldier in the room. There was someone conducting the inspection and another conducting the registration procedures. They asked me routine questions, and during the inspection, a soldier hit me on my genitals in a violent manner that left me swirling in pain on the ground. The beating continued for more than 10 minutes, after which they tied me back again. The soldiers then forced me to walk a distance of 15 meters from the first to the second room on my knees. All throughout this walk, I was beaten on my back by the soldiers in a hysterical manner while uttering obscene words and cursing my mother and punching me all over my body.
Thank you. yedi kız, seher yedi kız. Sen de yarınlarını aldın demek. Seher yedi kız, seher yedi kız. Sen de yarınlarını aldın demek. Aldın da girdin dalga. Geçtin demek, geçtin de koşutun sevda.
Haydi sarıl ak duvar. Er zijn nog gaten. I feel very good about this song. I'll tell you why. It's a song that people loved, and fortunately, the rights of it were stolen from me. So I felt that was perfectly justified, because it would be wrong to write this song and get rich from it too.
Thank you. Schweigen fällt und verschmolzen. Das wird es mein Herz zerreißt.
Mich mal einen Moment setzen?
Aber sicher.
Sie sind nicht von hier, oder?
Nee, aus Wuppertal.
Aus dem Westen?
Thank you. haben.